Well, our hawkish Israeli minister insults U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, calling his ideas on the so-called peace plan unworthy and obsessive. Moshe Yaalon later issued a statement in which he apologized to Kerry, saying that he had no intention to cause any offense to the United States top diplomat. The incident, which caused an uproar in Washington, serves as another reminder of the tension underlying U.S.-Israel ties. This also has a historical angle. We'll take a closer look at the issue now.
Israel's Minister of Military Affairs, Moshe Yaalon, has criticized the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, for his push to a so-called peace process in the Middle East. Yaalon has said that Kerry's plan for the so-called peace talks between Tel Aviv and the Palestinian Authority was not worth the paper it was written on. The Israeli minister has also said that after years of living in the conflict, he understood the situation a lot better than the U.S. top diplomat. He noted that Kerry cannot teach Israeli officials anything about the conflict with the Palestinians. Although the Israeli minister later issued a statement in which he apologized to Kerry, the damage was already done and it caused a stormy reaction from the U.S. government. The State Department rejected the Israeli minister's comments as being offensive and inappropriate.
To question his motives, to distort his proposals, is not something we would expect from the defense minister of a close ally. If accurate, I think we've been very clear that we would find these comments offensive and inappropriate.
Analysts believe that such remarks show how Israeli officials regard their priority in the U.S. politics as something unshakable and taken for granted.
But the benefit of these statements is that it brings reality to the American public as to how Israel it takes for granted its control of the American political institution.
Yaalon's remarks came on the back of a U.S.-Israeli spat over a landmark deal U.S. and other permanent members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany struck with Iran in November on its nuclear energy program. Israel publicly opposed the plan, describing it as a disaster and a historic mistake. Israel has also been at loggerheads with its top ally and financer over Tel Aviv's drive to expand settlements in the occupied West Bank. The recent diplomatic spat can be taken as another example of the simmering tensions which have been running between Washington and Tel Aviv for several decades. About 47 years ago, on June the 8th, 1967, Israel's combined air and naval forces attacked the U.S. Navy intelligence ship USS Liberty. The attack, which targeted the U.S. ship while it was sailing in international waters north of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, left 34 American soldiers dead and some 172 others injured. Israeli officials at that time tried to show the attack as an instance of mistaken identity, claiming that the USS Liberty was mistaken for an Egyptian ship. The issue was never settled, as the survivors accused the U.S. of turning a blind eye to the Israeli crime. Another classic example of this tense relationship is the case of Jonathan Pollard, a former American intelligence analyst who was imprisoned in 1986 for spying for Israel. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to deliver U.S. national defense information to Israel in return for cash and gifts. But despite all these incidents, successive U.S. governments have done their best to serve Israel's security and military interests at the cost of Washington's ties with other world countries, especially Arab and Muslim states. U.S. officials have used the taxpayer money to provide Israel with annual military and technical aid. The U.S. public is now obsessed with the question that why there is no room to question Israel and its actions, even when it kills or insults American officials and people or damages its national interests.
Let's talk to Hamid Golpirah, journalist and political commentator from Tehran. Welcome, sir. Mr. Golpirah, first of all, how much can this be a sign of deteriorating ties between Washington and Tel Aviv, if at all?
Well, it is a certain indication of some deterioration of ties between the United States and Israel. But at the same rate, I mean, everything is not going way down yet, at least at this current time, it seems to me. But there are certain problems on the government-to-government relation. But on as far as the citizens of the United States, their viewpoint is changing a lot. So that's a little bit different, and that may influence the U.S. government in the future.
And briefly, if you can, in general, how much influence does Israel have on American politics?
Well, it's a bit of a complicated issue. You have the Israeli lobby, you have the Zionist lobby, which is funding and providing campaign donations for a number of, most U.S. congressmen, senators, presidential candidates. And so these candidates feel beholden to the Zionist lobby that is funding them, so they don't want to rock the boat. But at the same rate, there like I said, there's other things going on. Those same people have to face the electorate itself, not just the people funding the elections, but they do have to face the people, although the elections can be manipulated. And the general public is beginning to realize that there's vast amounts of money, billions of dollars, to the tune of $3 billion or more, going to Israel every year from the United States. This is like quite a number of tens of billions of dollars over the last few decades. Now, where would the U.S. economy, what would the U.S. economy look like now if all that money didn't leave the country, or if some of that money was coming back to repay? And then you also have the political issues, the United States relations with other countries, especially Islamic countries or other countries in the third world or the global south, such as South Africa or other countries that are not favorable to an apartheid policy which is being practiced in Israel. The relations between the USA and Israel have damaged the USA's ties with other countries. So that is a problem too.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Hamid Gourpilla, journalist and political commentator from Tehran. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks, sir.